You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
This is Terry Wilder with TheBody.com. I'm at the poster titled Genital Beating as the Predictor of HIV Status in Male Drug Offenders in Taiwan. And I'm here with one of the researchers. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, yes. My name is Tony Su Xian Li, and I am from the National Taiwan Normal University. And this is our research among males.
Can you please tell us a little bit about your study on genital beating?
Genital beating, if we say it in Mandarin, it's ruzu, and it's a way of putting the beads underneath your penis. The genital beating among the injection drug users in Taiwan, they represent masculinity and hierarchy of their subgroups. So we conduct a study to find out if they are correlated with the HIV status. More than 944 drug offenders that we are studying, we find out that it's about 40% they did have the genital beating. And the HIV prevalence rate is about 25%. Two factors that we found out that's correlated with the HIV infection is age of first sex, and the other one is genital beating. And it's quite fascinating that to find out that genital beating is actually a risk factor of the HIV infection.
Why do you think genital beating is a risk factor for HIV?
Well, once you put the genital beading in your penis, it's hard to put condom on, and it really hurts their penis once they have the sexual intercourse. And the other way is that if they didn't put the condom on, the genital beading would make them bleeding during the process of coitus.
So did you find any difference in genital beating between males and females? Was this only males? Or do some females do genital beating?
Well, we are trying to search any literature relating to the genital beating, but no study has been found. But we only found the genital beating for males, and it's a way of representing their masculinity and hierarchy of their male standards.
Do you find that it's embedded within the IV drug-using community, or is it something that's more widespread?
Well, no, it's only for the injection drug-using communities, and it's not found for the general male populations.
Why do you think it's only found in the IV drug-using community?
Well, that's my suggestion, probably just my guess. You know, the men in Taiwan, they have to be successful in some way. And for the injection drug users, they are not successful in their achievement and any kind. So they probably find out a way to make themselves to be proud. And I think this is the way to put beads in their penis, and they feel proud of it. And they also compete with each other. So if you have, more beads on your penis, then you probably will be the hierarchy of your subgroups.
Tell me a little bit about your results here as far as did any of the participants in your study disclose that they were HIV positive? How many of them were HIV positive?
For our study, actually, we have a lot of, almost 25% they disclosed they are HIV positive. That's probably about it.
So what kind of interventions do you feel like could be useful for this community as far as trying to help them stay HIV negative when they are continuing to use the genital beading?
Actually, we came out of three suggestions. One is to probably have to educate them about the gender equality. Actually, if they understand that put the beads on their penis may not represent masculinity, well, they may, you know, just didn't see that so important in their life. The other ways we try to get the surgeons to, you know, take out of the beads. But in consideration of human rights and their willingness to take it off, we are not sure if they would let the surgeons to do it. And the third is actually we try to educate more about HIV and AIDS, about them. If they have positive attitudes about condom use and if they really think about the HIV is important to prevent, they probably would also consider, you know, just reduce the beads.
When you said that there was issues around using the condoms with the beads, is it because the condoms won't fit over the beads or the beads cut through the condoms?
Well, both ways. Actually, they can still put the condoms on, but the condom would tie them off, and so they will feel the beads press their penis, and it's quite uncomfortable. So they have no willingness of using condoms. You know, they have to choose, I want to have beads or I want to have condoms. And the other way is, when they have intercourse, yes, the beads would drop the condom and it's more easier to just break.
So is it possible that maybe if the condoms were manufactured a different way, maybe that they could fit over the bead, not constrict them?
Wow, that's a really good suggestion. Yeah, we will try to talk about that to the manufacturer of condom use.
Right. I mean, we're looking at different ways to get people to use condoms, and one way to do that is kind of condoms to fit, you know, whatever your situation is.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, where do people go to get these beads put in their penis? Do you go to a local shop? Do you have to go to a physician? Where would you go get them?
Actually, they do that themselves.
Oh.
Or they help each other in the prisons. All you need is a pin or the knitting, just make a hole a little bit and then push the beads in.
And where do you buy your beads?
They also do that themselves. You just need a small glass or a small plastic. They wrap and put it in a bead shape. That's all.
And what are the beads usually made out of?
Plastics.
Oh, it's plastic, not metal or?
Sometimes metal, but it's rare. Most of them are plastics.
Oh, interesting. So thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on the 17th International AIDS Conference from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/AIDS2008.